This is an MUT Radio podcast.
It's time for the Interfaith Table. So today we are being joined by Mxolisi Zuma, and he's one of the well-known stars from Generations, The Legacy. Engaqalanga ke khona lapho abanye bamazi from uzalo ngo 2016 la baziwa khona ke ngoba fana a friend of a mastermind. Some knows him from Umkhokha, ifa lakhe nakwimbewu. The most significant part ke esobe si ngayo namhlanje is that Mxolisi uyakholwa ngomzalwane, and that exactly why he is here today. So you already here Mxolisi to step nje ukufaka step nje, welcome. And this is Akubingela with MUT Interfaith.
Police was Zuma. What's Joe Malang Hambakona? Please introduce.
Amen. We thank God for that. Hey, Police, this is Abunga Kulu to be party table namhlanje because we've got so many things to do with Scissors. Police.
Oh my Jesus.
Yes. Kunabazara nabaningi nje abanye bathi siyakuthanda ukuectha. Eh kodwa manje siyakholwa sazi noma kuzokwenzeka yini ukuthi sibambe uJesu la, sibambe iscript ngala because understanding ukuthi iscript athi ngime kahle. Understanding ukuthi iscript awuzibaleli wena. So ukuba uzibalela wena ngabe nawe uyasho ukuthi okay asibe accommodative to abazalwane. But nje wamkela as umsebenzi and then do exactly lokufuna ukuthi ke ukwenze kubhalwe phansi.
Yeah, that's a challenge. That's a challenge in the script. So, oh, and the property phela ngithi property production, but wena as an actor or actress.
Yes.
I property yakho now.
Yes, exactly. So before we carry on, ngithanda nje ukuthi uzisho ukuthi Mxolisi ubani and uqhamuka kephi.
Ngibingelele kubaleleli be-MUT awubakithi ngakithi leli. Mina ngumxolisi ngowazuma ngazalelwa kwa-Ele Mlaze Clinic.
Oh.
Udale.
Okay.
Yamahleke mntaba uJesu wazalelwa eThebeleni ngayo.
Yes.
Waphuma enye into cream. Waphuma
enye
cream. Nami ke ngu-cream owazalelwa kwa-Ele Clinic.
Yes.
Yes, born and bred Mlazi. Ngizalelwa nje ekhaya elifudumele nabazali bobabili wo auntie wo malume wo ma. So nje nonsense ayingangena ekhaya.
Yes.
Yabonga. So yeah, I'm that one child that has been la Emlazi ever since. And ngikhulele khona Emlazi, ngafunda ko maphumzane. Because ekhaya bekuyi ka W.
Okay.
And then from there went to Pila, Pila. I went to Swedish High School.
Okay.
And then when I matriculated, and then ngahamba eWestville. I was like, "Ijalo sabazali bami bazongiletha la eMUT." Ngisho mina ngimlazi yena.
Ehhe. Kwenzekalani kodwa ugcine ungalokhu zanga ungadlulanga ngala.
I think Oma wanted something different for me.
Okay.
Because ngina le nto sasithanda thina ukuthi nje ifana mase ngikibele ibhasi yabo
ARS
impilo yami yonke no impilo yami yonke like ngangokha ngesikoleni because emaphumzani la kasi and most of W when they was sukuwela ngaphesha uya ka F
ephila ibhasi for distance
ngeke uhalele nje ukuthi ngiyongena ebhasi ngamncenga uba mangicela nje nami ukugibela ibhasi angizange ngine privilege ukuthi mangilungele phela ngizofaka eWestville.
Okay.
Works at Westville, so it was University of K KwaZulu-Natal, okay. But it was built upon campus.
All right, okay. Yeah. I asked Mbonga Kudu Kuchesu Kutigila Fezegi Popula on that case.
I'll give it a pass.
Yes. Okay, sesingena ngiyona ke indaba ke yevangeli mhlambe yafika before industry noma yafika after.
Well, wethu nasashunya ezavafethu uzibekwe ebandeni. So we have, I'm grateful of indlela engakhuliswa ngayo because mina qala ukuba exposed ngangenza ugrade 9, which is standard 7 at that time.
Yeah.
So at that time it was around about 1999. Ishi fresh bam kodwa ngumdala.
Okay. Okay. All right. Yes.
No, get that. But yes, since abamncinene bami it was a lifestyle. So when izwi malifika kuthina kuthiwa umzalwane uhamba kanje, for us thina it was a lifestyle, really a lifestyle.
Okay.
Yabo ukuthi you don't have to do izinto because of Utuzo Shunayezwa. It was a lifestyle by character. So cooling in this routine as he peel.
Okay.
Even Nezin, the Sassazens, the Sassazens, the Sissibatala, Ubon, Pella Gobana, singing Dala, really, really.
They, but you know the truth.
But at least it is.
This is yes, that not how you were raised. Yeah. Yes.
So before the industry,
everyone bazinda baka Christ. It's salvation.
Yeah, but even ngisho ngabe kuthiwa amahlelo esasikhonza kona wafani, but yes, kwakuyinkonzo ka Christ. Because ekhaya kwakuyizayoni, but uma wephume Presbyterian Church and then why says Uma Mubia born with see youth is vibrant for Christ. We're radical for Christ. Let's go to Inkonzo, Ezos Vuselela.
Okay.
And then us push. Mobasaska W Mavre compared to Zot Habani Oasis.
Hey, Oasis is right again. And you put it for Abanta Basha, it's so accommodative.
Yes. So we were there, we worship team, we were participating, we were doing the things and funnies and as youth. Yeah.
Yeah, we thank God for that. And mhlabeke so ungena ke kwi industry ye acting. I've been there as well.
Oh.
So wow. I know it's very well ukuthi it's not easy and nginama questions amaningi avuka even kubafunda ukuthi how wayekelani yabona all those things yabona. Mhlabe wena there is something ongakwazi ubafundise bona ke ukuthi ke as ukuKristo kuyenzeka ukuthi ke iscripti uphinde usinail while you are in Christ. Mhlabe yiphi indlela owenza ngayo mhlabe wake wabahlangabezana nesimo la kufika khona iscripti sisindayo ukuthi ish kuzoba nzima ngoba noma kuzoba challenge noma nje ubuhlezi uzitshela nje ukuthi job.
Into esiphiwo uNkulunkulu kunikeza nakufanele uyithethe ngomoya wenjwayelo.
Yes.
Same as a person oculayo mhlambe ku worship team nana ungayithathi ngomoya wenjalo le anti sabe every day we encounter.
Yeah.
So yes, there were times I remember there was a time when I was doing script singekho right. I was doing Ifalake where I had to abuse a woman, rape a woman while she is hungry. Yes, yeah. Pela, it's not rape in particular ngokwe
ngokwenza
but ngokwe storyline ukuhlukumeza umuntu. I was
then
acting
you have
the
to
scene.
Put there the emotions.
Yes,
that
I was
play,
doing the scene with Nelsiwe Sibiya. She's doing Itonga, I think. Yes, yes, yes. She's doing Itonga. She's been nominated for his after somebody.
Okay.
Yes,
oh.
So it got me so disturbed because it's not who I am.
Yeah.
And doing a scene where you should abuse a woman when you were raised by a woman. And then after that scene, I called Ubaba and said, I don't feel okay.
Yeah.
So at that time, it was not easy to separate myself from this monster that I'm portraying because I finally portray the monster who was a story sensei.
Yeah.
But
and you've already signed the contract.
And ukhlukumeza, so now ukhlukumeza emotionally. So that's what Christ represents. Ukuthi into enjengana lezo, that's when you turn to and say, "Nkulunkulu angiyona lento engiyenza lapha." Yebo. Ungena kula ama cases uKristu where ekuthethelela in a place where you say, "I think sekhaya bekufanele ngiobeye kade behlabile benzeni nanani ngahamba ngawosiza." Christu mina ngilana mawukuthi anihambisana nale yonto eyibona. So yes, inhlambuluko Christu represents such redemption between man and God.
There is Mxolisi osakhona ke la endlini zomsakazi 0681608832 if kukhona something ofisa ukuyazi ke more ngaye ke Mxolisi. So hamba nje seyitolo. After that we will be back in an interview yethu khona la ku MUT Radio Shape and on the future.
You're listening to MUT Radio.
Greetings, bazalwane, in the wonderful name of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. It's Bani Somsagas in Obuhle Bakagoba. So, as we connect, njalo ngesonto, as from 10 to 12, since Lord, you are worthy all the praise. The connect ama features, as we can just sik jablisa ngao, no magasik vuselela ngawe, ukonza api, laos nige za konage izwi, ovuga ngale, and also the birthday wishes, word of God, with different pastors, interfaith table, where we engage engage in different topics, and lastly, the word of wisdom with BTG Brethren. Make sure that you catch us every Sunday, same time, same place.
You're listening to MUT Radio. Shape and own your future. You're listening to MUT Radio.
Now you can't even hear God speak to you because you didn't have a breastplate on. The Apostle Paul says holiness is your breastplate.
Our time is 45 minutes after the hour of 10 here in MUT Interfaith with me, Nobuhle Gova. I really appreciate abazalwane that are confirming ukuthi ke bahlezi nami nje.
Catch Nobuhle Gova on MUT Interfaith every Sundays from 10 to 12. You're listening to MUT Radio. Shape and own your future.
Still in it, yeah. We MUT Interfaith, MUT Table with Nobuhle Gova by Sman Somsagas right here on MUT Radio. Our time right now is 32 minutes after the hour of 11. Kuloke uhlelo Interfaith. Asambe ke sodana namhlanje ukhona ke umxolisi. All the way from Generation to Legacy. Ukubaluleka okuningi ke. Ngiyathanda nje kakhulu ugcizelela ukuthi noma ngabe ke kunjalo abaningi bayamazi ngenxa ke yendlela uNkulunkulu ke aboyenze ngayo ukuthi ke before akwazi ukuthathula indaba zakhe aqale ke ahlelembe. So ke umxolisi ke ungumzalwane uyakhonza, ngiyazi futhi uyaye phasikeni njengoba sisehlelwe nje zephasika na kanjani ke. So ke we thank God for that. Ngiphinde futhi ke ngimbingelele ngimamkele ku MUT Radio.
MUT Radio.
Thank you so much Mxolisi once again ukuthi ke ube nathi. Siyaqhubeka ke with the interview and ngifisa ukuthi ngikubuze ke manje ukuthi mhlawumbe ubani wak inspiresha ukuthi uzongeneke ku industry.
Hey, wenza kahle wathi uzongeneke industry.
Yes.
Yeah, because I thought you were going to say one way is parisha to get a way into. All right, okay. Okay, well, the industry, I fell in love. Ekhaya, I mean, I've always been a performer. Ekhaya, nginayo umfowethu omdala kodwa imina okhulumela abazukulu ngoba ngithiwa ngiqinile.
Lelo gama ngaligcina nini? Okay.
Yes, and I've always loved performing art.
Okay.
Ngisemncane I sasibiza ngeBoys to Men, sasicula, sasi nje ngangile yangane ngafunda ukuhlala emumva, even my grade 12 ngihlala phambili. My tour kuzokhona indlamu ngikhona. Makhona ama choir ngikhona. My choice sketch ngikhona. Futhi ku sketch ngifuna ukuba umlingisi ovelele.
Yes.
So I think ngazalwa ngiciko mina.
Ehhe.
Ngazala ngiyiciko
ever since.
Yeah, ngifuza ubaba, ubaba unama talente. Hayi mawe ishwebela nje into
yakhe. Kwangiyaqondani.
Ishwebela.
Ingakho lekuthi i perfect match because ngalama ngabe kuthi nangala afuna ukuthi kanjena.
Yes. So and then at the time when uZalo was being popular and doing very great, it still does very great namanje sanominate akudlalwa lapha.
Yeah.
It's a serious production. Avela asuka nje. I went there and I was like, my friend, the person I have spoken to, ngangi personal photographer yakhe was Don Tandeka King, which is Umangcobo.
Oh, yeah.
Yes. Mm-hmm. I was like, Skoko, please, ngicela ungithathe ungibeke phambi kwabaqashi bakho. Then I will showcase my talent. What's awubala lo mngani wami? Sayeza ke sashutha, we had the foundation of telling people or of telling abantwana besikole to believe in themselves.
Okay.
Yes, she was going through a very bad patch at the time.
Mm-hmm.
And then we went going around Mlazi telling abantwana to believe in themselves. We were playing the R. Kelly song, I Believe I Can Fly.
Mm-hmm. Can you sing that song?
Ivana para phela leyo ngoma leyo ama lyrics sasiwabhala thina ngendlela yenu.
Ngendlela yenu. Okay, alright, carry on. Okay. Baya phazamisa ke la uzakwethu lapha.
You're starting to
know.
Yeah, well, okay. So in a true way. So that was us.
Yeah.
So and then Udon took me and then wangibeka phambi kwama casting directors asizodwa Zuma there and they fell in love. Actually, i role mina I apply la kuzalo was uQhabanga.
Mm-hmm. Oh, Qhabanga.
Yes, was Nkunzi's brother. And then they said, no, you will fit best as Elokshini, umngani kamastermind, nani.
Yeah.
Angajabula ngithi, ha, sagijimisana, hey, ntombi laphana. And mastermind uzongishaya.
Oh, yeah.
And then that's when it the same production that does Uzalo, which is the Stained Glass, is the same production that did Ifalaki.
Okay.
So they saw my talent there, and then they tried to do the Ishaka Zulu shoot. From there, then they said, no, let's not shoot Ishaka Zulu. Let's do something new. They did Ifalaki. Then they gave me the role, Ifalaki. So nje, I would say Don Tandeka King is my friend.
Yes.
Don Tandeka King placed
shout
me
out to her.
In the when they're writing a bono. Mina nge na friend Don nje, kwi industry. Ngumga no amwate hamba, ufike lapa, u impressa ngempela. Mafike na mngenza njalo. From there, it was...
Ngendlela clean, ayikuthi nje ubone
no turning back. Nje, kwa from there, from this production, production and this producer Bang Tandi abizelo athi no simfunela la soke lo simfunela ngiphila from grace to grace
mhlambe in terms of ilokuzana impilo yakho spiritual life ayikazi phazamiseke mhlambe kwi industry noma nje you've been always have a way ukuthi uzibuyisele enkosini after ama challenge uhlangabezana nawo njengoba mentioned nje earlier on ukuthi sometimes scriptures hambe ngendlela osuke ucabanga noma esi correspond nempilo yakho mhlambe ke is there any challenges mhlambe ongafisa ukuthi ukhulume ngawo ukuthi bawaqaphela basafuna ukuzemva kwakho
ma challenges ahleze khona nganye kwethu ma challenges are there and kuningi na bengibhekene na khona ni even segregation emsebenzini whereby abasebenzi abanye be treatwa better than abanye abasebenzi so zonke lezo zinto izinto ezikusuppressayo khona nabanye abantu abangekho gifted abawumthole sengaphezulu esenza umsebenzi othizeni just because baneyindlela ezithize so zonke lezo zinto ziyihlubula inhliziyo yomuntu ophilayo but you trust God in the process ukuthi uma umuntu kaJehova sekukhombe usukukhombele there's no turning back because when I did Ifalaki ngase ngikhonjwe umuntu kaJehova and I was like I'm going to give myself 100% la and kuzocaca ukuthi yabona ke la ngikhonjwe uJehova ngifuna makuthiwa ngimubi ngibe mubi to the extreme makuthiwa ngiright actually I was casted as Ifalaki ekuqaleni but ke because ngangiyenza no Chris Q Hadebe which is Chris Q was doing Isibaya as Udabula at that time.
Okay.
So he was a bad king kwi Isibaya. And then they said, no, asibaswaphe. Asinikeze umgqo and plus ke umgqo unomombinyana yabo. So uzokwazi ukuthi iluka clean athi ah bulala abantu kuzwakale.
Okay.
And then basebesup. I was so excited. Sase ngibore script sa Ifalaki. Wejola libele baleka.
But before the job,
because I had nine, no. Ngizokwenza lesisabusani. Lesi somuntu omubi ke.
Okay, you had a choice ukuthi you had options like to choose.
No. I production casted us. Yeah, okay. So basabe nginike role Ifalaki. Because of that thing yakhe ukuthi he was doing his by at that time and inkosi embi kwakuzobe ngathi bayakophela abo.
Oh, okay.
Eh, basabe sithi no. Asithathe lo. Simenze umuntu omubi. Ngajabula ke mina ngoba ngase ngisiqalile kusifunde sika Ifalaki. Sasingibhorile.
Alright.
Baleka la no intombi yakho ngisazi ngoba niqalile something qedile. No, qedile was by. Yeah, piggy.
Okay, and then you shifted to the one.
Yes, then they gave me the bad script. So, yes, what I'm trying to say is that queer industry, there are moments in fact whereby we are not treated equally. We are facing malignani at some point, but passion in fact, if lento is God given, we tend to prosperity.
Yes. Alice Zuma is still here with MUT Interfaith. Our time right now is 40 minutes after the hour of 11. Sizohamba nje siye lapha ku uhlengiwe hymns and then we'll be back with the interview to yanamhlanje.
Ngimkhumbulo Jesu umse
Sengiwe.
Listening to MUT Radio.
Greetings, Bazalwane. In the wonderful name of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, is Bani Som Sagas in Obuhle Bagakova. So, as you njalo ngesonto as from 10 to 12, is in the Lord. You are worthy all the praises. The Konagama features as we can Jessic Jablisanga, no magazine, Vuselanga, Ukonza, P. Laos Niggas, Akonage, Izvi, Ovugangal, and also the birthday wishes, Word of God, with different pastors, interfaith table, where we engage in different topics, and lastly, the Word of Wisdom with BTG Brethren. Make sure that you catch us every Sunday, same time, same place.
You're listening to MUT Radio. Shape and own your future.
Welcome back. If you just joined, we greet and welcome you in the name of the mighty warrior, in the name of the King of Kings, Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Our time right now is 10 minutes before 12. It's 49 minutes, in fact, 50 minutes after the hour of 11. And MUT Radio Shape and on the future. Sagu yogi tebulila. And gimbingilele ngimamgele mkulisi zuma in the name of the Lord.
Amen.
Amen.
Ngababingilele ekameni ka Jesu Christ of Nazareth.
Amen. So nje sifisa ukwazike manje ukuthi nje ukhiphe nje ubuNkulunkulu kulo osafisa ukuthi kazongena kwi-industry ngabe ke mhlambe ke uyambuyisa ukuthi hayi ungalokothi mangabe ungaqinile kahle ukhakhayi noma ke uyamnikeza ke indlela zokuthi akwazi ukuthi naye a survive ngoba ke khona osho ukuthi mina ngiyayithanda le ndaba ngiyayithanda futhi le ingubuciko iyimi njengoba nawe ke wamenshina unentshisekelo but ke useziwe okunye okuningi ke ngaba ngaphambili so kuphi mhlawumbe ungazama ukuthi ke umqinisekise ngakho as umuntu ke ose in the midst of the industry while no Christo eyisekelo sempilo yakhe.
I would say, Dagababa, believe in yourself. Speak your life into existence. Ukhulume, thina sikwazi ukukhuluma izinto zenzeke. Thina sikwazi ukuthi ngquguleka entabeni.
Ngquguleka
phosekolwandle.
Yes.
Scripture. So you ungalinge ubuke. Right now, i-social media isikhombisa abantu abakule industry yethu isikhombise indlela abangasekho well off ngayo nabashona sebe impilo yabo ingasahlangene kahle banikelelwa bakhala no,
oh
no.
Yes, awuyena
wena yes,
yeah.
Yes, awuyena wena lo muntu there is prosperity kwi industry if ibingeke le industry ibe prosperous ngaba yikho.
Okay.
And we do have ama legends ethu ukuthi into esidingayo thina sidinga i-education ezokusustaina.
Okay.
Education in terms of finance, education in terms of ethics, work ethics.
Okay.
And we need to be spiritually inclined because most yabo I think mina lento ngakholwa. It's a shame because ikwenzisa vele izinto ezingekho right. And then you uphaphame i prime time yakho isingasekho.
Oh, ish.
Ngenkathi wena uphaphama i prime time yakanti uNkulunkulu wekubeke kwi peak ukuthi now this is your time. Mhm. So do you the things that you were supposed to do.
Exactly.
Yabona. Akha umuzi wakho, akha kini i industry yethu injalo, you are as good as the time ukhonjiwe. Uma ungakakhonjwa isiba ngake South Africa. Africa silinde ukuthi yes you're not when you're not a legend ngaleyo ndlela kwamanje when uyazama uyapush but wayithola opportunity uyibamba ezandla zombili number 1 ngokuthi icharacter yakho nje njengomuntu kumphakathi ophila kuona umphakathi ophila wona fanele ukusupport and uzowusupport umphakathi uma wena ungekuphakamela.
Yes.
Number 2 ungawuphakama emsebenzini ngoba phela manje usulapha usebenzele abantu.
Yeah.
So kubalekile ukuthi ube spiritually inclined number 1 ukuze uJehova azokutshela even nama shows angi correct. I've declined some of the shows mina.
Oh.
Just because you need to be sensitive to the spirit ukuthi no ngeke ngize ngiye lapha.
Okay.
I'll make an example. Denzel Washington is the greatest actor in the world. He has never done a sex scene. He has never been into a nudity scene. He has never been into whatever gender we seen. If you really, really think about it, he has never acted topless.
Yeah. Wenza kanjani ngoba phela ngazukuthi i job like you wamgele contract and then you sign the contract and once you've signed the contract obvious sokufuna ukulandela wonke ama regulations ukuthi uyayithobela whether you like it or not.
Angithi it comes by industry ungena kuyona ngoba uyazazi ukuthi ubani knowing your identity.
Okay.
Yeah. O ungahamba ukhothama konke ama altar.
Okay. That's very powerful.
Just because you are hungry. See? Because it means mina ngingayenza into ezongweshiphisa. There are shows, seriously, to be honest, there are shows obona yabona nje la si practice iswa nje isathenizim manje yabona just because you are hungry. You know what, I'm not gonna do this.
Yeah,
this is way beyond. There are lots of them. Obaba Hamilton Dlamini baningi obheka umkhwane masocha msiza onkunzi those amatime serious industry. They tell you ukuthi mxo ungayenza into that will really izophambana nento efanele ubindele emuva ekhaya uyophendula uNkulunkulu.
Yeah, oh wow. Kubalekile ukuthi ube nabantu abangaphambili abakhulile.
Ufuna imali, ihlanganisa, indoda iyahlanganisa, hamba wenza izinto, designer funda ini, into zene into ezakha imali, but when you come to expand sakho in terms of acting, ezinye izinto uzibuke, uzunderstand, ungavela unikeza i-role kanti lapha uyowenza izinto ekusafanele uphindele emuva ekhaya ukukhuluma
uNkulunkulu. Oh God. Hey, we thank the Lord for this time. Ngiyasho ukuthi isikhathi ke somsazi hleze sincikisela Nkosi yami. Sifundile nje kakhulu, hoping ukuthi ke nokunye futhi saphinde sikufunde ngelinye ilanga. There was umxolisi wakazuma ke oqhamuka ke le
kaL. Kodwa ngizuma kahle kodwa phela ke obaba abasondela mina ngizuma senkandla yesi sigidinzwa ngxumalala ngobaba befuna education basebeke besondela la nogogo bathe bathola umuzi imiza babeyithola ngo 600 rand
hayibo
sazalwa ke nathi
yeah ngike ngachecka lapha yena ngithi ngichecka lapha ku Google ngangizela ukuthi ngibhale kahle ngi-understand ukuthi ke ngabe ubani uzobe fikile lana nje ukuhlela nje ngayo yonke into. Ngabona kufika lapha indaba kaZuma evela naye nje busu mentiona nje futhi naye.
Ayo baba balamana. Ayo baba balamana.
Hayibo. Hey, sifudumele student namhlanje.
Hayi ngeke uzothemile. Uzothemile.
Ayo.
My about Zuma bese uthi mangosuthu.
Eh.
Ayi. In a clash.
Ayi cha she.
Ironically.
Kodwa ke okubalekile kakhulu ukuthi ke uNkulunkulu mukhulu uNkulunkulu muhle wenza ngendlela athanda ngayo akabuzi kodwa yena nje unguNkulunkulu enkazimulweni yakhe. So we thank the Lord. There was umxolisi ebesinaye ke from generations and esathemba ukuthi ke mhlambe akagcinile because basakhona abalalela bathi hey nakho umunye umbuzo nakho umunye umbuzo nakho umunye umbuzo it's 0681608832 if uke khona ke odinga ukuthi ke uhlanganyele ngakho and also we're reachable on our Facebook page as the MUT radio you can also go to ku Facebook ukuthi nje nobuhle goba masiyakwazi ukuthi ke kwenzeke into right ne bright lapha in MUT radio shape and only definitely so phuma ngaye ke lapha
this is a MUT radio podcast.